Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life. This is Paul.
And this is Jeannie. Glad you're with us today.
Yes, we're glad you're with us because we are going to talk about heaven. Heaven is a wonderful place. It's our real home. And so for heaven's sake, Jeannie, what have you got for us today?
Well, we're going to be looking into Philippians again. Last time we read Philippians 3:20, where Paul said, "For our citizenship is in heaven, for which we eagerly wait." So now we're going to look at Philippians again, but verse 21 through 23 in chapter 1, New Living Translation, and we're going to get a peek at his heart. He says, "For to me, living means living for Christ, and dying is even better. But if I live, I can do more fruitful work for Christ. So I really don't know which is better. I'm torn between two desires. I long to go to be with Christ, which would be far better for me."
Mm-hmm.
So for him to talk out loud about the struggle that he's having, about whether he should, you know, be able to stay here longer so he can serve the Lord and help us, and or whether he could be, almost sounds like selfish. I just want to go be with the Lord. Wherever the Lord is, I want to go be with him, you know. And no one would have that kind of desire or that struggle if they weren't convinced that leaving here was a better place to be. That leaving here meant he was going to be in God's presence. He was going to be with his Savior. And how exciting that was for him. Where I think so many of us will look at heaven like, well, at least we've got some hope that when we leave here, we got a place to go. And it's hopefully good. But Paul was just like excited about, you know, it was like a toss-up. Do I want to stay here or do I want to go with Jesus? You know, I think that's... he was convinced that heaven and being in Christ's presence was a good thing, a better thing than what
yes,
he has now.
Obviously he was. A couple of things. First of all, I really like that New Living Translation of those verses in Philippians chapter 1. And secondly, yeah, what a cool way to get insight into the heart and mind and thinking of the Apostle Paul. That... he didn't say, you know, I want to die, right? He like shot right past that to the wonderful understanding and living hope that to leave here is to be with Jesus. To leave here is to be where our real home is for all eternity. Oh, where there's no sickness and, you know, and whatever plans God has for us, they're wide open, no restraint, no world, you know, against God, no struggling with our own flesh, no enemy to hold us back. So his thinking about leaving here is really all very positive. And then he kind of, to me, it seems like he stops himself almost maybe mid-sentence in his thought. And he goes, but you know, I think it's better if I stay here with the people that I love, that I can encourage, and that I can carry on with whatever marvelous plan God has for me in the here and now. Is that how you're viewing it?
Yes, it's almost like it would be a selfish desire for him to leave to go be with the Lord rather than continue to struggle here with the challenges, but also to be able to help those that he loved. I also look at it as, you know, towards the end of his life, Paul mentioned his desire was to know the Lord. And after he'd walked with the Lord for so many years, he still had this appetite, this desire to really know God more than he knew him. So I think part of that is a longing to like, oh my gosh, I finally get to be with him. You know, I will get to be known as, you know, I'm known as he's known, you know, that whole dynamic that's going to happen. Like when I'm with him, I'm going to totally understand. I'm going to enjoy my relationship with him. We look through a glass dimly, it says in the scriptures, and then he's going to be able to see face to face. So I think he's real excited about just the opportunity to really be with him face to face and know what he has for him there, you know, which I'd like to talk about a little bit more maybe the next time, that when we do get to be with the Lord face to face, that we're not going to just be sitting around singing all day.
No. I think, you know, I view heaven as a very busy place, a real happening place. So wonderful.
Be encouraged.
Yeah, be encouraged. Just like we really wanted to encourage everybody yesterday and again today. You know, be free. You know, the end game is heaven and with Jesus in person. Can you imagine that? Having a conversation with your Lord. It's coming. Father, thank you so much for today and for this time. And I pray that you would encourage each heart that's hearing this, Lord, that we have exciting future ahead of us. So bless each one, Father, and let us be free today with that understanding that heaven is our home. We pray these things in Jesus' wonderful name, and everyone says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you all.